You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'd like to make this an old-timey newspaper hour. Local radio wars, news-breaking wars, going back across two decades, back when Mike Ryan was an intern on this show. There was news locally yesterday, and if you've been following Mike, Golden Cane Mike, who's been an insider, who has gone and done some reporting on the UM campus, he's been telling you for weeks that this is going to happen, that there's going to be a shakeup at the top of the University of Miami. Now, the athletic director, Blake James, has stepped down, or I guess the way they framed it is parting amicably. But basically, there's going to be a regime change at the University of Miami. And if you go back 20 years, Dugant, right, back when, and I've told you this story, that I was at the Miami Herald and I was just starting my journalism career.
Mm-hmm.
And the pressure to break news, the pressure to compete against others in the breaking of news was something that I did not want from my life. I was sobbing in the Miami Herald bathroom because at midnight because I was competing against somebody, and I'm like, I don't want to be Schefter. I don't want to be Woj. I don't want the pressure of breaking news. Don't want it.
Right.
And so I chose a different path for my career. That would have been a misery if I had to do that. But during that time, if a radio host had gotten close to the news, beating one of the newspaper guys, Stugatz, it was a rare thing. But yesterday, when Blake James steps down, Barry Jackson, who's been a piranha, a news-gathering piranha in this town for decades, Barry Jackson said on Twitter that Blake James has been let go, as Mark Hochman said on 560 AM.
Right.
And Mike Ryan, he had texted me from Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press. He had texted me. Tim Reynolds put it first on Twitter. He broke the story. Dems the rules. I don't know what the rules are anymore on who broke news, but if you've been listening to this show, and maybe Greg Cody, as he walks in huffing and puffing up the stairs, maybe he'll be able to tell us what qualifies as breaking news. But I feel if you've been listening to this show, you've known this is coming for a long time.
Yes, because Mike told us.
Mike Ryan, right, was, oh, you sound so bad, Stugatz.
What do you mean?
It's not his fault.
Right.
He couldn't find the salt.
Exactly right. I could find the salt. You get a sentence out, and then boom, we're off and running.
He was on this quest for salt in the other room. I go, you put salt in your coffee? He's like, no, my water.
The salt really helps in terms of my voice and my throat.
Making efforts.
Yep. Thank you.
You ever heard of sandblasting?
Thank you.
Yep. This is like that.
Yes.
Your efforts are so terrible.
No, that's not true.
On this front.
I quit smoking. I mean, I don't know what you want me to do.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Stugatz, I've got Sedano writing me, okay, concerned about your well-being, about your health, and about how different your voice sounds than it used to sound. Okay?
He's up early.
He writes, every Monday local hour, Stugatz sounds like he has a frog in his throat that partied way too hard at a Dead & Company concert.
Yeah.
Okay. And then.
That's usually the case.
It is the case.
And there are a lot of people worried about how pukey you sound, and I've got the tweets and the texts. You're clearing your throat.
Turn the mic off. Yes, that's what I did.
Tuesdays are easy for you, Dan.
No, fine.
You heard that yesterday, right? Don't you love that, Chris? He's like, he said to me yesterday, wait, Chris, let's relive that for a second. You heard him say yesterday how Tuesdays are easy for me.
Not what I said.
Well, he made it seem like, yeah, you have some help. You got me, you got Greg.
Yeah, help.
What's Greg doing right now?
I was talking about the bank. I was talking about, you know, you have weekend observations. Mm-hmm. I was talking about, yeah, back in my day. I was talking about the use of sound montage. I was just saying there's a lot of built-in segments that help you get through the show. I don't know if Greg has a back in my day today. I have my weekend observations, and I have no idea if the useless sound montage is ready, but I assume that it is because Billy always has it ready. Just like I always have my weekend observations. We're here to support you any way we can. Me, Greg,
yeah.
Billy,
yeah,
my you? Voice,
yes.
Chris, and Mike. And the frog. That works its way out in about 30 minutes.
Mike Ryan, did you break this story?
Yes.
Did I tell you that Blake James was going to be fired? Yeah, for months, but in terms of like journalistic credit, I think it's whoever goes to Twitter first. I heard Mark Hockman went to air with that. Cool, but the rules are Twitter.
He doesn't get the story. Why doesn't Mark
he's
Hockman?
Hawk's got to tweet it if he's got
if
it.
If Mark Hockman broke that story, then he will have
it's
had
Solana,
a
big
Alejandro Solana.
Solana tweeted it before Tim Reynolds.
Yeah. I got to check the timestamp.
No, he did. He did. Solana broke this story.
All right. Well, then if that's the case, then it's Solana.
Alejandro Solana.
Yeah, okay. Solana's we've got a new newsbreaker in town coming for Cody's stuff. Okay. That's a bigger story than Cody has ever broken in his. Is that right? No?
No. God, no. Top 10, maybe. I actually broke the story. By the way, my voice is worse than Stugatz's. I actually broke the story because
Tuesdays are easy.
Easy peasy, Dano.
I woke up yesterday morning.
Jesus Christ, Craig. Go drink some water. Go drink some water.
Blake's going to be fired today. But I never said it. I never said it to anybody.
I felt Craig think it.
Thank you, Billy.
Okay, maybe that's a good scoop then. If you felt Greg think it, then did you break the story, yes. Billy?
No, because Greg thought it.
Yeah, I thought about it.
Mike, there's a lot of interesting stuff around this story, and you've been reporting it, and you have sources, and you're a golden cane, and you're an insider. So there is going to be a shift in the leadership, and if they're serious, if they intend on being serious about sports again, and they have not been, they haven't been. They've mailed it in on the sports front, collecting money and settling for mediocrity at every turn. If there's going to be an actual change, if the president is serious about, no, I care about the program and I want to compete with big schools, I don't believe that any of that is so, what I'm saying. But if you want to hope in it being so, now's the time for them to prove it.
Yeah, this is a massive moment for the University of Miami. Firing the athletic director is a sign that they're getting serious, is a sign that football runs the show with that athletic department, because heavens knows there have been egregious stumbles in form and culture with regards to the basketball and baseball programs. While I'm not first to Twitter with the Blake James's fired scoop, I told you that this was coming, and I can paint inside the lines for you as to how like this all went down, because I know quite a bit of stuff that happened just as recent as this weekend that led to it.
Before you do this, and Greg, you've got the institutional history here. The last time Miami was a national program, a national sports program, they were run by a CEO, Sam Jankovic, who was a professional athletic director, and he was the one who went out and kept getting football coaches that would be brought up to the sky, whether it was Jimmy Johnson, Dennis Erickson, when they were really in the game. The Patriots ended up hiring him to run their organization before Belichick got there. That's when they were playing with the big boys, when Sam Jankovic was running a sports program and it mattered. Then they handed it over to a lawyer. They haven't had a whole lot of athletic directors over there. And Paul D was very good as a lawyer. They needed a lawyer to clean up a whole bunch of messes, Stugatz, because in getting great at that stuff, they ran afoul of everything. And so they needed a lawyer to clean it up. And he brought them through probation, and he did clean it up, and then he died. And then they brought in Blake James, and that's just straight fundraiser. That's straight, we're not really actually trying. Kirby Holcutt, when he was there before, fled the premises to go to Texas Tech.
Yeah. Kirby recognized that there wasn't anybody trying, so right. He went to a program that he felt cared.
Think about that for a second.
Athletics.
The athletic director left here.
For Lubbock.
For Texas Tech, thinking that they were more serious about sports there.
Yeah, and to your point, Blake James was an exceptional fundraiser. And if you want to look at some of the good that he did on his watch, the indoor practice facility was built under his watch. They certainly raised a lot of funds, and that kept a lot of people that didn't necessarily have an athletics background or care that much about the football program. That led a lot of people to believe that, hey, he was doing a good job. He made three hires. Mark Richt, I think, was a pretty good hire. It just so happened he was at the end of his rope and there were health questions there. But Mark Richt, given where this program has been over the last 20 years, that's a lone bright spot, I felt. Obviously, no national coaching search with Manny Diaz, the baseball program. Because Blake James has a fundraising program, they got themselves in a situation where the baseball manager is the son of one of the biggest boosters that the athletic program has. And so getting rid of him would be a dicey proposition. Katie Meyer has been fantastic for the women's basketball program. She wasn't his hire. Jim Larrañaga, obviously, we're running on fumes here. It's sort of like we're just in this weird standstill, running out the clock on God knows what with Jim Larrañaga. So
I don't like how all of that sounded. The running on fumes, that being that close to mortality.
It feels a lot like not the health stuff, but it feels like a coach that has been at it, working hard for a very long time, and there's just no signs that he is going to reinvigorate his career. So Jim Larrañaga is very clearly at the end of or nearing the end of his career as a top man here in D1 basketball. I can tell you where Blake James messed up with the football program outside of the on-the-field product. Blake James and Manny Diaz had a very good relationship prior to this year. Blake James, you cited a Barry Jackson story, and I told you consider the source because Blake James was in ass-covering mode a little bit towards the middle of the season, trying to put some distance between he and Manny, because if he ultimately fired Manny for the on-field performance, he'd still be the AD and hire the next coach. That led to a lot of negative recruiting that put the football program in a very bad position, and you had a schism between not only the football people in that building and the athletic department, but also the administration. Frank and Blake James went at it a little bit. Everyone that has worked with Blake James only has the nicest things to say about him. He cares deeply about the people underneath him. There were a lot of good people at that Heck building. Unfortunately, there was a complacent culture that thought that they were doing fine. There was a lot of excuse making and not a gold standard for a Miami Hurricanes program that is one of the elite college football programs of our lifetimes.
Greg Cody, your thoughts?
I feel bad for Blake in a way because his hands were tied. He has the distinction of giving the Greg Cody Show podcast the single most boring interview to ever be recorded on that podcast.
That's actually true.
It is true. But look, there's a litmus test happening right now. If they want to go get Mario Cristobal, pay Oregon a $15 million buyout and then step up into the big leagues.
Hold on a second. Can we stop with this? Can we stop with the Mario Cristobal thing?
That's an example.
I think everything that happened yesterday and over the weekend would actually throw coal on the Mario Cristobal fire here a little bit, and I can tell you why. So over the weekend, you know how Rudy Fernandez, the chief of staff over at the University of Miami, and someone else are really running point on this new evaluation of the football program because Dr. Frank doesn't really know about football. So he has a lot of influential people that all of a sudden really care deeply. Like this year was the first year that a lot of people started being go and not just show. That guy, the prophet, Leminis, like he's actively involved in all of this. Maybe it's because some new blood or sound in the klaxon. Just look at who's liking Kevin Clark's tweets. So over the weekend, Rudy Fernandez and a contingent of Columbus folks, very influential in this program, Jose Mas, Prophet, Alonzo Highsmith went to Columbus. They tried to make accommodations for the FSU game. An ask was made to Blake. Blake didn't necessarily come through on an ask, leaving that contingent on their own, having to use FSU contacts, and 4th and 14 happens. Everyone's pretty mad at Blake James. And the second that game ended, where when you consider the timeline of where we are, the move needed to happen this week. It was a matter of really like Monday or Tuesday.
All right, let's backtrack here for a second, Greg.
Why do you want to stop it, though? Just explain that. The Cristobal talk.
I'll get to that in a second. Okay. The only reason I'm saying enough with Cristobal isn't because I don't think they can get him or that they can figure out how to do that. It's because I think it's really short-sighted to just go grab the next savior name coach guy when he had a whole lot of support in Oregon and at FIU. Look at where FIU, look what happened to FIU just yesterday. Butch Davis is leaving at 70, and he's telling you, we've been doing flea market football. They haven't won a game since beating Miami, which is when Blake James and Manny Diaz should have gotten the hell up out of here. The moment that they lost to FIU. FIU has won one game since beating Miami, and they were playing with borrowed helmets that were 10 years old and jerseys that were 5 years old. Butch Davis is saying that he was sabotaged by the guy who came from Miami, Pete Garcia, to go run that program. Guy who fled Miami, by the way. Pete Garcia fled Miami, went to FIU, and they tried to create this little Miami, and they brought Mario Cristobal through there. And back then, he wasn't good enough to rescue the stuff that is needing rescue now, and he just went and rehabbed himself through the pipeline that everyone does. Go to Alabama, then just find a program, and maybe you're Mississippi and Lane Kiffin, or maybe you're, and you'll go rehabbing right up back up the tree. And what I'm saying on Enough with Cristobal is do a national search and find the next great person. Don't just get a name because Alonzo Highsmith and Columbus want the Cuban guy.
Yeah, I'm actually with you on that. It seems as though this is headed towards Mario Cristobal, and I think we're kind of potentially replicating some of the mistakes that we made along the way, even though I think all admittedly we'd say, well, this is a tremendous upgrade, and if this is what it takes, I'll sign up for that. I think Mario Cristobal's ceiling, while there's in-game questions, I think his ceiling is Kirby Smart. He can recruit. He's crazy about recruiting. And look, Kirby Smart in-game, there's kind of a book out on him, and he still may be the national champion at the end of the year. I also want to go back to what I said. What happened between Blake and the contingent going to Tallahassee, that wasn't at all what got Blake fired. What got Blake fired was a program losing. It was prolonged a little bit by that winning streak, but them losing to FSU in that fashion, the fact that he's tied to that coach, that's what did him in. However, what happened on Saturday that wasn't on the field just prolonged a very recent trend of Blake James alienating people that were kind of spearheading the search for the next AD.
Blake oversaw a lot of mediocrity in 13 years. UM football under his watch was 68-44. Not bad, but bad for UM. Bad for what UM aspires to be. When I mentioned Mario Cristobal, I use him purely as an example. If you want to upgrade, you have to spend to upgrade. If you want to go on the cheap and hire another coach for $3.5 million a year with incentives, chances are you're going to get somebody who doesn't get you where you want to be.
Do they have the money to upgrade, yes, though? That's the question, right?
They have the money, and Mario Cristobal flatly was not going to work for Blake James. If you're a Mario Cristobal truther, there are a lot of tea leaves here that suggest that this is maybe the ultimate solution to the University of Miami and their coaching position that is presently filled right now by Manny Diaz. We all assume that that's a matter of time in that regard. So I think the Mario Cristobal stuff is very real. I actually agree with Dan's opinions on it. Like, let's not just give all the power to a Columbus crew here. Let's actually have an AD search. Have that AD search. Give us the best possible candidate.
What was the reported round table of UM greats that Alonzo Highsmith? Let's be clear on something Alonzo Highsmith related, okay? And he might be the best athlete in the history of the University of Miami program.
That's saying something. Easy.
Okay, but let's just for a second be clear on something. Alonzo Highsmith has been working his entire life post-football to get one of these openings here Alonzo Highsmith is going to look in the mirror and see somebody that wants one of these jobs, okay? Because Alonzo Highsmith has been a Packers scout. He's been football a long time. He's associated with this program. He'd be getting back to his glory days as Luke is out here. Luther Campbell from the glory days is saying, my dream team has Alonzo Highsmith in the middle of this search.
Highsmith wanted to be Ed Reed. He would have loved to have been the chief of staff.
Yeah, I think when you look at who's directly involved with what's going on at the University of Miami right now, it's very clear to identify all of their agendas. It's also very clear to identify ties to a certain coaching candidate out in Eugene, Oregon. And I can tell you, now this is nothing that I've said so far has been speculative. And pretty much firsthand, I have heard secondhand from someone that heard firsthand.
Oh, wait a minute. Do this.
No.
What hand is that?
Hold on. Say it again. Say it slowly, please.
I heard from someone that spoke directly to folks over at Eugene.
Can we
not my reporting, so...
Okay.
All right, but I trust the person.
There was secondhand, firsthand,
there was
hands.
We will get to all of the information on all of the hands in a second.
Yeah.
Okay? Just firsthand on the other hand.
Well, I'm not plugged into Oregon.
A lot of hands.
That's what I'm admitting.
But what... We need to backtrack. Because
I know someone plugged in.
Okay, but I need to slow you down, okay? Because your role as insider in Golden Kane, this is a real mutation of the sports newsbreaker. I think we can all agree where you're fundraising for the program. You spent 2 months getting all of these people fired. You are shadow.
That's a little harsh.
You're shadow president.
No, I spent 2 months sounding
Billy
klaxons.
Corbin. You shouted at Billy
Corbin.
That guy's
good for nothing. He didn't do shit. Let me tell you something. He was out there on victory lap and on Twitter. Billy Corbin didn't do shit.
Do you feel like you got a man fired or had a hand in getting a man fired?
No, I think the football team did that.
Okay.
Only Tony Fiorentino.
Yeah, that Billy's right about that. I have my regrets about the Tony Fiorentino. I have heard from someone that spoke to folks over at Eugene that says internally, remember USC is also rumored to be poking around Mario Cristobal. And I think what hire they make there actually impacts Mario at Oregon, considering he has a pretty good pipeline to California right now. And if they make a big splashy hire, that could certainly affect the success that he's having over there. People at Eugene, Oregon are only worried about the University of Miami. They think that that's the only job that Mario would leave for. Ooh. Now, if Oregon makes a college football playoff, if Oregon wins a national championship, things can obviously change. But I think right now, it's pretty nuts considering they have to spend a lot of money. Mario Cristobal just extended for 1 year, which means Miami would have to potentially pay even more money to Oregon.
But the loud Cubans are trying to get in the game, trying to take care of buyouts.
They're not all Cubans. There's a couple of Lebanese folks.
you threw Jorge Mas in there. So
No, Jose. Yeah, there's a different Moss.
That's a fine.
The Moss family here is obviously very...
It's an inexcusable fine for me.
$10.
Right? Oh, the Moss family is obviously influential. There's a lot of Columbus ties right now. And while I'm hesitant that it all just maybe potentially gifts the power over to someone, not gifts because he's kind of earned it over at Oregon, if it all just ends up with Mario Cristobal and just a bunch of Columbus people get in their way, that kind of replicates some of the stuff that's going down here, but at least the right people are involved, people that hold this program to a higher standard are involved, and that complacency has been the biggest issue that has troubled Miami, I think, within that athletic department. A lot of people making excuses that aren't necessarily plausible. They don't hold water, such as money, facilities, academics. Miami can compete with the elite programs in the nation. All right? I'm telling you right now, Miami can be perennially a coastal winner, get in the mix for that college football playoff, and you keep building and stacking success. And maybe one day, at the end of the road, you can compete with the likes of Alabama. Miami has everything in place to start that right now.
Slow
with
down.
This hire.
Slow down. Slow down. Compete
we're
with
not,
Alabama.
Not
slow down.
Back,
slow down.
Well, that's everybody that's involved right now. Like that is the goal.
Mike, this isn't a lot different. Okay, this is not a lot different than your last couple of happiest times as a Hurricane, which was getting rid of Randy Shannon, getting rid of Al Golden, and you haven't even gotten rid of Manny Diaz yet. He's still working on it.
This is really the first. Every other athletic director that we've had has left us for another job. Like, I think left for Nebraska.
I think you guys are looking in the wrong place, honest to God. Now, I understand the fame of the position, and if you guys want to go ahead and argue and get excited about Mario Cristobal, feel free. But I don't think that that's the important hire. I think the next leader of the program is the important hire, because they haven't had one of those to do the job like a CEO would do it since Sam Jankovic. Right. Like, they haven't had one of those. They've all been they've been amateurs. Paul D was an athletic director. He was right. A lawyer. He was just a lawyer who happened to be around the athletic department.
But you're saying the AD, whoever they decide to replace Blake James, that hire is infinitely more important than the hire they made to replace Manny Diaz. If indeed they do that, we have no idea if they're going to do that.
We're talking about, look,
they might not, Mike.
We're talking about the entire program. Going back to Rick Barry was a University of Miami basketball player back before anything in sports mattered right. down here. He was a Hall of Famer. Then the University of Miami baseball program and football program put Miami culturally on the map because people were watching on ESPN and ESPN grew. College baseball, there's Miami. What are those weird uniforms doing? CEO in charge of a national program. They tried to make it a big basketball program with an assortment of coaches going up to Leonard Hamilton, who would coach Michael Jordan. They got to the Sweet 16. They've never been able to make it that way as a program. Now they have Jim Morris, who replaced Ron Frazier, got out, and that baseball program is in something close to ruins. The football program has been mediocre across 20 years, interchangeable with all the Virginias and Virginia Techs of the world, interchangeable. Basketball program on men and women had probably been your shining light, but Mike is right about Larinaga. Bring someone in here to clean it up and run it like the business that it is. It is a business. You've seen with all the money around college sports, television money and money for players, it is a business. Get a gangster in here to run it. Don't just grab somebody locally and treat it like an amateur local school. Go get a gangster who runs numbers and knows how to lead people and knows how to hire people so he can fix the whole program, not just the football program.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
There have already been reports out there of some other candidates. FAU's athletic directors, particularly of interest to this show, considering the Lane Kiffin ties. I think he has the Adidas scandal in his background, but he was absolved of it. The old athletic director over at Louisville, I think his name is Jurkic, he's someone on the radar that had a real good run with that football program and obviously that basketball program, even the baseball program. So there are interesting candidates out there. And I really hope that this is opened up to a more national search and we're just not ceding power over to people that have been really influential right now, perhaps taking advantage of some people that aren't totally in the know.
Do you have a person in mind?
I have a person in mind for athletic director?
Yeah.
I just want
That's
them to
a big
do a
hire,
search.
I mean.
I think there's some people that used to be with the program that this show is particularly fond of that have experience in all sectors that I think deeply care about this program that would be good. I also think Jurkic would be good. It's a little shady, and I think to compete in big-time college football and college athletics as that's evolving with all these TV deals, you need to get your hands a little
bit dirty. No, say it, Jim Frivola. Let's go.
Like Jim Frivola.
Jimmy Free.
No, Jim Frivola. Let's say it. Say it out loud. Jim Frivola.
Yes.
Let's say it out loud.
Frivola.
Thank
Jim Frivola.
Jim Frivola. No, this show more than likes Jim Frivola.
This show loves Jim Frivola.
Jim Frivola was up for that job that Blake James got.
Yeah, I like Jim a lot. There's obviously some people. This would surprise you. I think that there are people in house right now that love this program immensely. And if Miami is serious about breaking open the bank.
What are you yammering about back there?
No, we
Chris.
Need a phrase. I'm trying to get this, like, you know, like, so we can campaign for this. Let's Rolla with Frivola.
Yes, let's Rolla with Frivola. Yes, it needs, if you don't have a slogan,
I'm starting with bring in Jim, but in and Jim.
No, let's try it. Bring in Jim.
Bring in Jim. Bring in
Billy, no.
Let's Rolla with Frivola.
I think Billy's got a better one.
Yeah,
Billy's got a better one.
I'm thinking Michael Irvin.
Oh, that is it. That is the guy right there.
I have my concerns about Michael Irvin.
Why?
I just have my concerns.
What did he ever do?
Who cares more about the you than him?
No one. No
okay.
One.
Yep.
I have my concerns about Michael Irvin.
You're Irvin right now.
Irvin.
Michael would give a staff pep talk every morning, and that would be his entire day as AD.
And then we'll lose the two scores to a rival.
That's right.
This show is guilty of doing what some of the Columbus crew is doing.
Oh, man.
But just rolling over for Frivola.
What are you talking about? Just because I'm the godfather to two of his kids? What are you talking about?
Wow, you should have put that out there.
That's a conflict.
Be a little bit murkier about these ties.
We love that dude.
Yeah. Are you excited? Like, this should be pretty good. Like,
I don't get excited by addition by subtraction.
Yeah, I mean, the playmaker, though.
I don't get excited. I've seen enough. That would be certainly very entertaining to have Michael Irvin and Deion. I want
so
Deion
great.
Sanders to get the TCU job. I want, I'm here.
Was he okay?
What do you mean?
I think Deion Sanders, he had a very serious surgical procedure.
Yeah, I think he was coaching in a wheelchair the other day.
Was he coaching? I know he was like in a hospital bed and missed one of their games.
Coach Prime?
Yeah.
Great commercial with Saban. Yeah. Fantastic.
D's and P's at Coach Prime.
Mm-hmm. Think about that for a second, though, because I know that it's a bit of a competitive advantage that Nick Saban has being able to do the Geico commercials. But go ahead and give me all the other Jackson State coaches throughout history or that you can even imagine sparing in that space on your television. And seriously, Deion Sanders, if for TCU, Stugatz,
yeah,
that guy would fill the huddle with recruits just based on fathers who wanted to meet him.
No doubt.
But just based on fathers who wanted him in the living room.
Yep. And mothers.
It's Aflac, by the way, $5.
I actually am a big supporter of Jackson State. I'm a booster for Jackson State, believe it or not.
What?
I get a lot of mail from Jackson State.
What is going on with you?
They created a fund for Seiko Smith, and I've donated to that. And now, like, every
Mike,
time I check
the
mail,
can you
Jackson
stop
State.
For a second, okay? Insider, donor.
Quickly.
He's trying to be a mover and shaker in college football, and he is. He's becoming one.
Do you know what the definition of a booster is? Like, if you buy a UM hat, you're technically a booster. It's someone that uses their means and their platform to increase the national profile of a brand.
Mike has been doing, in the pandemic and beyond, Mike has been doing activism with this microphone. I don't believe there has been a passion that Mike has poured himself into more than trying to change the leadership at the University of Miami because it has settled for something less than the standard he grew up on.
I mean, okay, I like to think this is going pretty well in terms of change so far, me being directly involved in stuff.
You're doing your job.
Yeah.
I think that, by the way, I'm a booster because I got my booster shot, but there is...
Doesn't sound like it.
No, it really doesn't. Mike, well, apologize
can,
for my voice.
No, can we get to this for a second? Because
you want me to get you some throat coat?
No, I don't I got the
in Greg's defense, I got the booster as well. It can make you very, very stuffed up and very phlegmy.
Stugatz, let's talk
like
about
my
this.
My wife is having a difficult time with the booster shot.
Let's talk about this for a second because we're getting a lot of this. I'm worried about Stugatz developing mouth, throat, tongue issues and ending up...
Issues.
Thank you, Chris.
With a tracheotomy. Honestly,
oh, wow.
His voice used to be great, and it wasn't that long ago. It makes me sad, and it's gotten so bad so fast.
I couldn't find the salt.
And we're getting a lot of this. And do you realize that I believe what's happened here, much like when you walk into a house and it smells bad, but you spend some time there, you forget that it smells bad.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that you're feeling soothed because your voice somehow doesn't sound as bad as Cody's.
Oh, I wish he was here every day.
Yeah, I'm here for you. I'm here for you, Stugatz. But what I was going to say about Ryan.
You sound holy so shit. Bad.
Please.
You sound so
please.
Bad.
You can right. call me Mike.
I you mean, look great, though.
I feel like I'm going through puberty.
Okay, but that's I can't do this. Right now. I can't do this show. I can't do this.
I said fun.
We're doing great.
You guys are f***ing with them, right?
Great. Yes, yes, yes. Totally. I totally did that on purpose. Thank you for noticing. Yeah. I mean, that was great.
I feel bad because, like, you can't control what's happening right now coming out of your mouths. Yeah.
Thank you.
I just did. I mean,
he sounds like Marge Simpson.
I did that on purpose.
We can't do this way. It's too distracting. People are worried about Stugatz. Okay, they're if you guys
I mean,
are
by
going,
comparison, I'm not at all worried about Stugatz
thank
right
you.
Now.
It is great.
Thank you. You are my chief concern right
my
now.
Point is that, my point is that I came in here being inundated by texts and tweets from people who right. care about Stugatz and care about this show, worried about his voice. Do you know how hard it is to overwhelm, to eclipse how bad his voice is because yours is so crappy?
Right. That's beyond my control, though. You right. know, there's only so much I can do. I mean, I'm drinking tea right now. Christopher brings me tea, doesn't even sweeten it for me. I'm powering through an unsweetened tea, but it's pretty good, I must say. Bellamy's got something in advocating tea.
It's Whittingham that does that.
Is it? Bellamy likes tea as well.
Yeah.
Why are you only referring to people by their last name today?
Bells.
What are you doing? Why
are you forgetting people's first name?
You know, I didn't even realize
okay.
I was doing
did
that.
It to everybody.
Yeah, Ryan, Whittingham, Bellamy.
Yeah.
No one's called them Bellamy.
Ever. I did want to make a point about Ryan, though.
Ryan's not even my last name.
Ruiz, I worry about you as a golden cane, Mike, and here's why.
Okay.
The golden canes are a very secretive dare say clandestine group.
Like the Freemasons.
No, that's not the Golden Canes. I think you're thinking of, don't they do Indian Arrow? I'm sorry, that's probably got a new name now. Don't they have on the field something that is...
I wouldn't call what happens inside the 72 Club as clandestine.
There's nothing... What are you talking about? I think you're confusing...
I mean, let Greg finish the thought if he can.
You're talking about...
You don't like that it's been exposed, that the forbidden door has been opened, that there's a golden cane with a microphone?
Yeah, you're talking about the Iron Arrow Society, I think, which is not what I'm referring to, but I appreciate that interruption. I worry that the Golden Canes, the secret of Golden Canes, aren't
secret.
Thrilled.
It's
they
secrets.
Are secretive.
Yes.
You don't find them out there.
It's
quoted.
A secretive group. Everyone knows it. Yeah.
I'm not calling.
They live in the shadows. I mean, they do.
They're not the golden canes.
Some of the most look at me folks.
No. I'm not talking about Ed Williamson.
You got them as the Illuminati.
No, wait a minute. Ed Williamson.
Right.
You're talking about Art Hertz and Ed Williamson, the owner of this aquarium.
That's right.
Ed Williamson Cadillac.
Mike Ryan is a golden cane.
He's a young golden cane.
But those are the guys. Ed Williamson.
He'll learn, Dan. Give him time. He'll learn about the
man.
Secrets.
That's
yeah.
right.
It's not like a golden cane on the air revealing the inner workings, the machinations of this secretive society.
Let's entertain your theory right there. Where did the old guard get us? Because it's been pretty stagnant outside of 1 year for 20 years. So maybe new blood isn't too bad.
But that's not my point. My point is the old guard... don't like, I would imagine, maybe I'm wrong, they don't like the young guard.
Call me homie. Just say,
on the
when
air.
Am I coming home, homie? I hear you.
And I wish that, you well. Mike, I hope you're not defrocked.
Mike, what Greg is saying is Ed Williamson would never handle his business this way. Okay? Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Well, I don't have...
He would not do it on the air. He would do it in the shadows. I mean, that's what
done in the boardrooms.
That's what Ed Williamson does. Okay? Right. I mean...
What about Art Hertz? Art Hertz, owner of Sequarium and Wometo.
I understand.
Wometo!
Art Hertz.
That's bad,
he'll play it sounds so bad.
I feel great.
Well, Metco, I hadn't heard that acronym in years.
This is the lack of self-awareness in this room right here. That's Greg Cody laughing at someone else for being old.
That's right. Half of the Golden Canes make me feel young and sound worse than me as well.
No, that's not true.
It is true.
There's like an upper tier to the Golden Cane that they just sit in a box, and that's a room that I definitely want to sit in.
Do you guys wear masks to your secret meetings?
Yeah, so no one knows your identities. Eyes wide shut.
Mike.
And I'm like, that guy sounds like John Beeson.
Who is the Grand Pooba?
Wow.
Like, is there one? Yeah. Is there a Golden Hurricane?
Art Hurts.
No, the Soffers.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the
indoor facility.
No, yeah. And the Prophet. These are all just code names when we go to our Eyes Wide Shut parties.
The Golden Canes are so old, they call them the Walking Canes.
That's actually not too bad.
Nice.
I didn't deserve that.
Yes. Toast to the Golden Walking Canes.
I think he gave it to him just because he got it out.
Do me a favor. I want all of you to Google, okay?
Where does the golden come from? The golden years?
I want you guys to Google image search Art Hertz and Ed Williamson, okay? And then imagine them at an Eyes Wide Shut party.
Does anyone else have the Google autocorrect on when you Google Ed Williamson, Isuzu pops up?
I've known Ed for years, man.
Isuzu. Ed Williamson, Cadillac, and Isuzu. Ed Williamson was old when I was young. Like he was.
We did an appearance there.
Ed Williamson was an old
Defoe's
man.
Still doing trivia from there.
Yes.
Oh, he's a JM Lexus guy. He'd get really mad.
Is Zagacki a Golden Cane?
I mean,
he must be.
If not, why not?
It would be very weird for Zagacki. Well, I'm sure he's a booster too.
Mike, isn't Golden Cane just? It's not. Golden Cane is just you give a certain amount of money to the program.
Yeah,
it's
Cane
not the millions that Williamson and Hertz are giving. Greg Cody doesn't even understand what he's talking about.
All it takes to be a Golden Cane is $20,000.
He's talking about board of trustees, like the power brokers.
Those
aren't the Golden Canes. That's just a couple of the old guys with money.
It's a gift. You also don't buy tickets as a Golden Cane. You're just gifting the program $20,000.
Right.
The program gives you access.
And how many years of tickets is that?
That's a lot
you?
For six football
you get
games.
You get four tickets and access to the 72 club. And
six
and
average
other,
football
there
games.
Perks, there are other perks that come with being a Golden Cane.
Right.
And part of it is being influenced. And yeah, like I am not at all in some secret society. I do not have the money for it. But I do have a microphone. And that's...
That helps.
An equalizer.
The GCs are in the ear of the Board of Trustees.
Is this like per year or like a one-time thing?
Well, look, when they inevitably fire Manny Diaz, they are not going to pay Manny Diaz any of the money, and they've got loads of it, that the TV deal has earned or even their medical facility has earned or the tuition for a private school has earned. They're going to turn to the Golden Canes and be like, well, this is how it's done in big-time college football. You're on the hook.
They want more money?
Yeah, wow. That's basically what it is.
But
it is absurd.
But Billy and Chris, though, are both of them want to know. They don't feel like you're getting enough for your money.
No.
And Mike's arguing on the other end, this is me giving as much as I can because of how I care about the program, that it's a financial hit that hurts.
Yeah, I didn't want anyone saying you didn't go to the school. Like, what are you talking about? I wanted to be in certain rooms. I wanted to have access to certain people. I wanted to know more about what was troubling the program. And I think it was a down payment on hopefully what ends in a couple of trips to Charlotte. Yeah. That's all I want. I want to spend more money for the program. I want to do the overhead claps during Freestyle Rock at the light.
That'll make it all worth it.
Bola. Jim, fra, bola, Jim, fra, bola.
Or the associate AD at Alabama, which we also rhymes with Frivola, by the way.
If you had Jim Frivola's name being chanted today, you win.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.